Life 3.0, Being Human in the Age of Artificial Intelligence, by Max Tegmark. The three stages of life. Much like computers, every living being has hardware, physical body, and software, algorithms used to process information. The way these two aspects develop indicates how sophisticated the being is. We can classify them into three levels. Life 1.0. These beings depend on evolution to develop both their software and hardware. Consider how bacteria swims towards sugar. Many of them use sensors that measure the sugar concentration in liquids, but they didn't learn that. It was hard-coded into their DNA through an evolution process. Life 2.0. We humans depend on evolution to develop our hardware, but we redesign much of our software. We were not born with the abilities to talk, walk, read, and so on. We learned them. This makes Life 2.0 smarter and more flexible than Life 1.0. For example, bacteria encountering antibiotics may evolve drug resistance over generations, but an individual bacterium won't change its behavior, whereas a girl learning she has a peanut allergy will immediately change her behavior. Life 3.0. Many AI, artificial intelligence, researchers think that Life 3.0 may arrive during the coming century, a life form which can design both its software and its hardware. AI and natural language. Deep learning systems are taking steps towards passing the famous Turing test, where a machine has to converse well enough in writing to trick a person into thinking it's human. So far, the AI is trained to discover patterns and relations between words without relating them to anything real. It might conclude from the data that the difference between king and queen is similar to that between husband and wife, but it has no clue what it means to be male or female. Still, there's an annual AI competition that aims at building a language processing AI that includes a world model, so we cannot know what's coming ahead. The near future. Challenges and opportunities. To reap the benefits of the AI progress without problems, we need to answer important questions. How can we make AI systems more robust so they wouldn't malfunction or get hacked? How can we replace legal systems with digitalized, fairer, and more efficient ones? How can we make weapons less prone to killing innocent civilians? How can we prevent the automation from leaving people with no income or purpose? Bugs versus robust AI. If we're willing to rely on AI, we should become more proactive than reactive. This begins by exploring the past implementing information technologies in different areas. AI and finance. After losing $440 million in 45 minutes, the American firm Knight Capital learn the value of verified software. Verification is to confirm that the system is doing what you want, without malfunctions. Whereas the trillion-dollar flash crash was caused by a violation of expectations. Automatic trading programs from many companies found themselves operating in unexpected situations where their assumptions weren't valid. That illustrates the importance of validation, which answers the question, did I build the right system? AI for healthcare. Despite the amazing success that technology created in the healthcare field, there have been painful lessons about the importance of robust software. The Canadian-built Therac 25 radiation therapy machine was designed to treat cancer patients in two different modes, either with a low-power beam of electrons or with a high-power beam of megavolt X-rays. Unfortunately, unverified software occasionally caused technicians to deliver the megavolt beam instead of the low-power beam, and it ended up claiming the lives of several patients. Laws. How can the implementation of AI improve our legal system? Hypothetically, robo-judges would be unbiased. They'd be able to process several cases in parallel and to master all knowledge needed for any case. But what if they had bugs or got hacked? Even if they could be made robust, would everybody respect their judgment? If defendants wanted to know why they were convicted, wouldn't they deserve a better answer than, "We trained the system on lots of data, and this is what it decided"? How to alter our laws to reflect AI progress is another controversial topic. Freedom fans argue that if the government tracked everyone's electronic devices, many crimes would be solved or even prevented. Privacy advocates worry whether AI-assisted systems can occasionally make mistakes and that governments could use such technology to criminalize the hold of certain beliefs and opinions. After all, where would you draw the line between justice and privacy? Another dispute is that if you trained a deep neural learning system with massive amounts of prisoners' data, it could predict who's likely to return to crime. But what if this system found that recidivism was statistically linked to a prisoner's sex or race? Would this count as a sexist, racist robo-judge that needs reprogramming? What we need from governments isn't an oversight, but an insight. Capable people who can monitor and steer AI's progress. Weapons. If you believe wars are inevitable, How about using AI to make them more humane? If wars consist merely of machines fighting machines, then no human will need to get killed. Imagine a world with AI-powered killer drones, mass-produced to have a low cost. One can simply upload a photo of their target, and the killer would eliminate them. It's only a matter of years, not decades, for the deployment of such systems to be practical, if not legally feasible. A counter-argument to this vision is that we can make killer robots ethical, but if we could enforce such a requirement for the enemy's weapons, why wouldn't we enforce they're not produced at all? Cyber war. Through cyber warfare, the AI can let you attack your enemy without weapons, or crash their economy and cripple their defenses by hacking into their systems. Ensuring that the defense prevails must be crucial for AI development. Otherwise, all the awesome technology can be turned against us. Jobs and inequality. Economist Erik Brynjolfsson argues that digital technology drives inequality in three different ways. First, it replaces old jobs with ones requiring more skills. Since the mid-1970s, salaries rose about 25% for those with graduate degrees, while the average high school dropout took a 30% pay cut. Second, it allows an ever larger share of corporate income to go to those who own the companies, especially now that everything can be sold worldwide, without hiring additional employees. This explains why Facebook, Google, and Apple had 9 times fewer employees and were worth 30 times more on the stock market by 2014. Third, it often benefits superstars. Scott Cook made $1 billion on the downloadable TurboTax preparation software. Since people are not willing to pay much for the 10th best tax preparation software, there's room in the marketplace for only a few superstars. Will humans eventually end up unemployable? The free market sets salaries based on supply and demand, and a growing supply of cheap machine labor could eventually depress human salaries. Then again, given the abundance the machines could provide, why would we need jobs in the first place? We need jobs because they provide us with two important things: income and purpose. Income. Redistributing a small share of the economic pie should enable everyone to live better. There are many proposals for wealth sharing. The simplest is the basic income, where every person receives a monthly payment with no preconditions or requirements. Also, governments can provide free or subsidized services such as roads, public transportation, education, healthcare, and so on. Such services reduce people's costs of living and provide jobs, even in the future. Governments could pay people to work in childcare, elder care, etc. Furthermore, technological progress can provide many valuable products and services for free. Didn't we used to pay for encyclopedias, atlases, sending letters and phone calls? But now using the internet, we get access to all these things at no cost. Purpose. Some jobs can provide many factors that contribute to well-being, such as a social network, a healthy and virtuous lifestyle, a pleasure of doing something one is good at, a sense of meaning. If serious efforts are put into providing these things in other ways, then society can flourish. Career advice for kids. There are several useful questions to ask about a career before deciding to educate oneself for it. Does it require social intelligence? Does it involve creativity and coming up with clever solutions? Does it involve an unpredictable environment? The more of these questions you can answer with a yes, the better your career choice is likely to be. Jobs that involve repetitive or structured actions in a predictable setting aren't likely to last long before getting automated away. Of course, there's many jobs that won't get entirely eliminated, but which will see many of their tasks automated. So if you go into medicine, don't be the radiologist who analyzes the medical images and gets replaced by IBM's Watson, but the doctor who orders the radiology analysis and discusses the results with patients. Outsourcing goals. A mousetrap may mistake your bare toes for a hungry rodent because it has no clue what a mouse is, and many lethal industrial accidents occur because machines have no clue what a person is. The more intelligent and powerful machines get, the more important it becomes to align their goals with ours. This problem splits into two: making AI learn our goals. To learn our goals, an AI must figure out why we do what we do, and to understand what people want. You cannot go by what they say, but you need a detailed model for the world, including everything we leave unstated, because they're obvious to us. Suppose that an AI watches a firefighter run into a building and saves a baby. It might conclude that their goal was rescuing the baby, as they valued the baby's life. But it might alternatively infer that the firefighter was freezing and craved heat. Every decision we make reveals something about our goals, and the hope is that by observing people in lots of situations, the AI can build an accurate model of all our preferences. Making AI adopt our goals. Even if an AI learns your goals, this doesn't mean it will adopt them. When the AI becomes much smarter than you, it might not let you reprogram its goals if you need to. The only solution for this would be programming a primitive AI to not care if you alter its goals or not, even if it's possible. In a word, AI is likely to give us both grand opportunities and tough challenges. But if we can create a harmonious, cooperative society, it will improve the chances of the revolution ending well.